NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. Wednesday morning, March 4th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Lexaria announces new R&D plans for 2026. Lexaria Bioscience Corporation announces its 2026 R&D program focusing on new human and animal studies to enhance business opportunities. The studies aim to broaden pharmaceutical, IP, and business development opportunities through improved formulations. The company plans to conduct a human study, GLP-1-H26-7, and two animal studies, GLP-1-A26-1 and GLP-1-26-2, with a focus on safety, PK evaluation, and formulation enhancements. Stay tuned for updates on these exciting developments.
CarMed Pharmaceuticals, research-driven carvacrol formulations supporting immune and cellular health, expanding into the United States. CarMed Pharmaceuticals, a science-driven company specializing in standardized carvacrol-based formulations, is expanding into the United States market. The U.S. expansion coincides with International Women's Day on March 8th, highlighting the company's female leadership and commitment to science-driven development in preventative health. Founded in 2019, CarMed integrates traditional botanical knowledge with modern pharmaceutical technology to support immune resilience and cellular health. Distribution details will be announced soon.
Voyager Pharmaceuticals confirms pharmaceutical-grade purity of Barrett from Francis Creek and progresses to Health Canada Hume trial with Alberta Innovates grant, announces stock option NBSU grants, and proposed issuance of securities for debt. Voyager Pharmaceuticals Limited confirms the pharmaceutical-grade purity of Barrett from Francis Creek and progresses to Health Canada human trial with Alberta Innovates grant. The company also announces stock option and DSU grants, as well as proposed issuance of securities for debt. The barium sulfate API achieved purity exceeding pharmaceutical grade with 98.8% BSO4, moving on to stage two of the Alberta Innovates AIC market access program.
Four companies, spanning diabetes care, space-validated diagnostics, distributed energy, and dual-action therapeutics, set to pitch live on Superpower So Good. March 17th. Four companies, spanning diabetes care, space-validated diagnostics, distributed energy, and dual-action therapeutics, are set to pitch live on Superpowers For Good on March 17th. The televised event, produced by the Supercrowd Inc., will feature My Diabetes Health, Rye Health, Gigawatt, and BRG Therapeutics. Viewers can participate by submitting questions for the founders and voting live for the Supercrowd Award winner. Registration for the investor session is free at the supercrowd.com/26Q1pitch.
Friendly Recovery Center publishes new resource on bipolar disorder medications. Friendly Recovery Center has published a new resource focusing on bipolar disorder medications. The blog article provides an overview of common medication categories used in managing bipolar disorder, such as mood stabilizers, antipsychotics, and antidepressants. It emphasizes the importance of individualized medication decisions based on factors like symptom patterns and long-term management goals. The resource also highlights the significance of coordinated care and integrating therapy alongside pharmacological treatment for effective management.
I love that psyche every single day. And why we're talking about kale, SARADODOSRASADUSRASADDUSRAD D-U-S-T.